Part 32, Chapter 5.
In the first place,
said Soth, after he had made himself more comfortable and taken a small bite of the kerbengo Johnny had produced,
there are an awful lot of different kinds of mathematics. Different races, you know. I sort of kept my interest in life by collecting them. There have been existing systems for lots of different whole numbers. There's the binary system like the Chatoverians use. It has only two numerals in it, 1 and 0. That's so they can use them in computers, in which the electric current pulse or the direction of magnetization of an element has one of two values. One value corresponds to the numeral 0, the other to numeral 1. Any number in any system can be translated to the binary system using only 0 and 1. Unwieldy for beings, but understandable for the computers. Then there's a system based on the integer 3, an entirely different one based on 4, another on 5, another on 6, another on 7, still another on 8, yet another on 9, and so on. There's even been one on 20 and one on 60. For paper computation, the best system is called the decimal system, based on 10.
Johnny knew about this from man books.
Cyclomathematics are based on 11. Some people call this the undernary system. It's difficult, so I won't try to teach you that.
Oh, I would love to know about the undernary system,
said Johnny. His use of the words love to know gave him a twinge of conscience. He hated this confused mess.
I can teach you the decimal system much more easily. Whenever they discover it on some planet, they engrave the discoverer's name among the heroes.
He saw Johnny wouldn't buy it and sighed.
All right,
he said. He got a sheet of somewhat crumpled paper.
I will write down the undernary numerals for you.
Johnny said he already knew the cyclonumerals, but Soth shook his head.
No, I doubt very much if you do. To really understand a symbol, you have to know what it came from. Now, all numerals as symbols were originally either the first letter of the word that spelled them or a number of dots or lines. Or they were pictographs that then became stylized until they were only a part of the original picture or a shorthand version of it. Now, cyclonumerals were originally pictographs. And then as time went on, they were written in a more and more simplified form until they now are what you see as the 11 separate cyclonumerals. They were once called the Road to Happiness.
Johnny had not known that. He saw these numbers, these symbols, every time he flew. He began to get interested. Soth was writing the numerals as pictographs, little pictures.
0 is an empty mouth. See the teeth? 1 is a claw, just 1 talon. 2 is a being and a pick. 3 is a being, a shovel, and a rock. 4 is a minecart. See the 4 corners? 5 is what we call the off paw, the one with 5 claws. 6 is what we call the on paw, the one with 6 claws. 7 is an ore chute. 8 is a pot smelter. See the smokestack and the smoke? 9 is a pile of metal ingots made like a pyramid. 9 of them originally, but now just the pyramid. 10 is a lightning bolt, symbol of power, now just a slash. 11 is 2 paws clasped. That represents contentment. It's a little moral lesson, you see. If you dig and smelt ore, it lifts you from starvation to power and contentment.
He laughed.
Very few people know this. All they know is what time and haste boiled them down to.
And above his pictures, he rapidly wrote the 11 cyclonumeral symbols as they commonly appeared. They still bore the traces of the pictographs.
I'm very glad to know that,
said Johnny, and he was amused by it. The cyclos had been miners from the start.
I can do a little arithmetic in this system.
He decided to really push it.
Where I get hung up is the cyclo force equations.
And that was no lie. They gave him headaches. Nothing ever balanced.